For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Chinese President Xi Jinping has delivered a speech to the G20 summit in St. Petersburg, Russia. Xi Jinping has told the leaders of the world's 20 largest economies they need to build a closer relationship to try to shore up the world economy. He says part of that needs to include better communication and coordination on macroeconomic policy. The Chinese president has also told the G20 he believes China's fundamental economics are sound, describing his government's policies as responsible for both China and the world. Xi Jinping has also issued a call for a free and multilateral trade system. He's also issued a call for improvements to global investment rules. Xi Jinping has also told the G20 his government is working toward creating more flexibility in the renminbi. The Chinese government has issued a new statement calling on all sides in Syria to remain calm and restrained and to adhere to political measures on the Syrian issue. Hong Lei says the next action on Syria should be decided by the United Nations Security Council. He adds that the UN investigators' final report should form the basis for any future action. A spokesperson for the Russian government has issued a new statement saying the United States' proof of the use of chemical weapons in Syria is far from convincing. At the same time, the Russian spokesperson says the Russian side is encouraging its partners in the UN Security Council to consider the situation in Syria in a responsible manner. Echoing the Chinese position, the Russian government says any decision about action in Syria should only be made after UN chemical weapons experts finish their assessment of last month's alleged attack. The comments by the Russian government have been made at the G20 meeting taking place in St. Petersburg. Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed making the issue in Syria the main talking point during a forthcoming dinner meeting among the G20 leaders. The Iraqi government is poised to impose traffic restrictions on the streets of Baghdad. Vehicles will be restricted with an even odd license plate system on a daily basis. The new measures will take effect Saturday. No specific reason for the move has been released. However, it's widely believed the move is being made to deal with the increasing number of car bombings in Baghdad. At least a dozen of car bombs have gone off in Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad this week, leaving close to 50 dead and over 150 others hurt. It's being reported the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, has halted its withdrawal from Turkish territory. A leading PKK commander is being quoted as saying the Turkish authorities are not living up to their end of the peace agreement reached last year. As such, the commander says the Kurdish fighters, who have been slowly moving into northern Iraq, have now halted their withdrawal. He also says if Turkish troops attack their fighters, they will send groups back into Turkey to continue their insurgency. As part of an agreement reached almost a year ago, the PKK agreed to begin withdrawing its rebel forces from Turkish territory in May as part of a three-pronged peace process. In agreeing to the provisions, the PKK is demanding Ankara create legal amendments to the constitution to give the ethnic Kurdish population in the country more autonomy. The PKK contends the Turkish government hasn't lived up to its end of the agreement. Kurdish rebels have been fighting for an ethnic homeland in southeast Turkey since 1984. A citywide strike by power workers in the South African city of Johannesburg has cut power to the home of former South African President Nelson Mandela. Mandela's home is now being powered by generators. It's unclear whether the machines helping keep the ailing former president breathing have been affected. The work stoppage by power workers in Johannesburg is part of a broader so-called strike season in South Africa. September is when many public sector contracts come up for renewal in South Africa. Investigators in the U.S. have determined the wildfire that has been ripping through Yosemite National Park in California began after a hunter's illegal campfire went out of control. No arrests have been made, and the hunter's name is not being released. The blaze, dubbed the Rim Fire, began on August 17th just outside Yosemite National Park. The fire, the fourth largest in California since 1932, is now 80% contained. It has burned more than 66,000 acres of Yosemite National Park. 111 structures have been destroyed by the blaze. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.